Espresso English Podcast, Episode 28. 8 Very Confusing Verbs in English. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. The English language has a number of words that are very similar. These 8 verbs in English seem like they are the same, but there are some small differences in their meanings and/or use. Listen to this lesson to make sure you don't confuse them. Our first pair of confusing verbs is close and shut. You can use both close and shut with doors and windows. For example, please close the door, or please shut the door. Both are correct. I shut the window because the bugs were getting in, or I closed the window because the bugs were getting in. With eyes and mouths, close is probably a little more common than shut, especially with mouth. For example, she closed her eyes and tried to fall asleep. The dentist asked me to close my mouth. Be careful. The expression, shut your mouth, is a very rude way to tell somebody to stop talking. We also have an expression, to close your eyes to something. This means to ignore something wrong or bad and pretend not to be aware of it. For example, she closed her eyes to the problems in their relationship, and now she's in a miserable marriage. When talking about a store, bank, post office, etc., stopping its operations for the day, or a road that is blocked because of construction or damage, we use only close, not shut. For example, the bank closes at 4 p.m. What time does the post office close? The road is closed because of the snowstorm. Our next pair of confusing verbs is start and begin. You can use both start and begin for an activity. For example, I started playing the piano when I was 8 years old. What time does the meeting start? He's beginning to read more advanced books in English. We left the park when it began to rain. When you turn on a car or vehicle, use start. For example, I had to call a mechanic because my car wouldn't start. In general, begin is used for more formal and more abstract ideas. For example, scientists are studying how life on Earth began. World War II began in 1939. In addition to start and begin, a lot of students confuse the words end and finish. When something ends, it means it stops. For example, my English class ends at 7:30. I ended my last relationship because I felt we had nothing in common. When something finishes, it means it is completed. For example, she finished the test and gave it to the teacher. We need to finish painting the house. And our final pair of confusing verbs is listen and hear. Hear is often used for the action that you do accidentally. For example, did you hear that? It sounded like a gunshot. And listen is often used for the action that you do intentionally. For example, I listened to the new CD. There are some exceptions, some cases when hear is used for intentional listening. For example, I heard an interesting show on the radio last night is the same as I listened to an interesting show on the radio last night. The word hear can also refer to communication, when you learn something because somebody told you. For example, I heard your daughter got into a car accident. Is she all right? This means somebody told me that your daughter got into a car accident. Here's another example. Have you heard about the new Batman movie coming out soon? But beware of one common error. Always say, listen to. For example, you need to say, I like listening to music. Don't say, I like listening music. You must use the word to after listen, but don't use it after the word hear. Finally, the expression hear from a person or company means to receive any type of communication from them. It could be a phone call, an email, or a letter. For example, I sent my application for the job, but I haven't heard from the company yet. This means they haven't contacted me yet. I was thrilled to get your email. It was so nice to hear from you after all these years. Even though the form of communication is written, an email, we can say, it was so nice to hear from you, because hear from refers to any type of communication. I hope today's lesson has helped clear up the confusions between these 8 very confusing verbs in English. And if you want to learn more about confusing English words and the explanations of their differences, check out the ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. It's available at espressoenglish.net. Just visit the website, click on ebooks, and look for the one about confusing words. You can read a sample chapter and see the full list of words that are covered in this ebook. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.